Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, Jesus reigns. Hallelujah, Jesus reigns. He reigns in me and he reigns in you. Hallelujah, Jesus reigns. No more sorrow, Jesus reigns. I welcome my brothers. Away, away. God bless you. I always enjoy your programs on Facebook. Yeah. I always enjoy your program, Brother Jude. Away, away. God bless you. Thank you so much for coming on this program. And as many that are coming in from all over the world, you are all welcome. From Nigeria, from Africa, from the Philippines, from America, from Canada, from Australia, you are all welcome in the name of Jesus Christ. I tell you, God is going to bless you all today in the name of Jesus. From Kenya, East Africa, we have Pastor Atemu. Caleb Atemu is here with us all the way from Kenya in East Africa. He's joining us today, and he's going to be sharing the word of God with us. Hallelujah. Reverend Apostle Caleb Atemo, you are welcome to the Hour of Miracles Radio and TV Ministry. God bless you. How is it over there in Kenya, East Africa?
We are doing fine, Sam. We are doing well,
Amen.
Sir, by the God's grace. Amen.
Amen. And how is the work of God in Kenya, East Africa? How is the work of God?
The work of God is fine. My church is located in a slum area where we have a lot of drunkards. We have a lot of drug-addicted people. And we believe in God to transform the area.
Yes. Praise God.
Yes,
yeah, we are glad to hear that. I hope there is some peace in East Africa right now, because one time there was so much bombing and killings in East Africa, Kenya. Are they still doing that? Is there some peace over there in Kenya,
We have the peace of God in Kenya.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Amen. You're welcome. Yes.
Thank you, sir.
How's your family doing? You doing good?
My family is doing good. We are serving God together.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Yeah, that's Apostle Caleb Atemo, all the way from Kisumu, Kenya, East Africa. He's joining us on the radio broadcast. He's speaking from Kenya, and we want to listen to him. But because we want to praise God a little bit, we want to sing some songs, a couple of songs, and we're going to hand over to Pastor Atemo to minister to us God's word. We're going to be sharing the word of God today as the Spirit leads. We have so many men of God and women of God are coming. Pastor Mike Jenkins, all the way from Alabama. We got Pastor Mike Jenkins coming in from Alabama. Welcome, sir. God bless you. It's a long time. I haven't seen Pastor Mike Jenkins all the way from Alabama. I preached in his church several times, and we had a good time over there in Alabama. Amen. You're welcome, sir. Amen. God bless you. So we're going to sing a couple of songs, and then we're going to get the word of God. I tell you, God is going to bless everyone today through this broadcast. The power of God, the anointing is going to flow.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It is good to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It is good to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It is good to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise
Hallelujah.
The Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
To praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. To praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
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 I'm going to sing a song from Nigeria. Oyo mane girogene, hallelujah. Oyo mane girogene, hallelujah. Oyo mane girogene, hallelujah. Girogene, hallelujah. Girogene, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let me sing it in English. It is good to praise the Lord, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It is good to praise the Lord, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It is good to praise the Lord, hallelujah.
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 Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Oh, shalom, Baba.
Amen. The Lord. Because God is a good God. He has kept you and protected you. God has been providing for you, meeting all your needs. God has been blessing you in various ways. It is good to praise the Lord. If there is one thing you owe God,
Amen.
It is praise and worship. Because he takes delight in the praise of his people. See, Psalm 22, verse 3, say, God takes delight. God enjoys the praises of his people. God enjoys the worship and the praise. If there is one thing God enjoys, it is you praising him and worshiping him and adore him. He enjoys you when you do that. He enjoys you. So please, learn to praise God every day in your house, in your home, in your family, inside your car. As you are driving around, you are praising God, you are worshiping God. And as you are praising God, God is just blessing you. Hallelujah. It is good to praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It is good to praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen. Amen.
So our first speaker today is Apostle Caleb Atemo from East Africa, Kenya. He's going to share with us the word of God today. We welcome the man of God from East Africa, Kenya. He dialed into this program, and he's going to be sharing with us. Over to you, Pastor Atemo.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. My name is Pastor Caleb Atemo, all the way from Kenya, East Africa. In Kenya, time now is 5 minutes past 8 p.m. We shall read the word of God in the book of Exodus, chapter number 3, verse number 7. Exodus, chapter number 3, verse number 7. Because of time, let us move very fast. The Lord said, I have indeed seen the misery of my people in Egypt. I have heard them crying, and because of their taskmasters, and I am concerned about their suffering. In verse number 8, so I've come down to rescue them from the hand of the Egyptians and bring them up out of that land into a good and spacious land, a land flowing with milk and honey. And the reading continues. Let me just go to the word of God because of time. Father, I thank you for your word. Because your word
the entrance of your word brings life in our in us, Jehovah. Holy Spirit,
amen.
Give me the utterances. We bless and exalt you. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Can I hear somebody shout amen? Now this
amen.
Evening I want to talk on a topic. This evening I want to talk on a topic I've entitled Divine Visitation. I'm saying divine visitation. Now,
yes.
The children of Israel were in bondage in Egypt. They suffered in the hands of Egyptians for 430 years, as it is recorded in Exodus chapter number 12 and verse 40. And as they were suffering, as they were being molested, as they were being killed, God was there in heaven watching them. And seeing what they were going through, that did not mean that God was weak. And that did not mean that God was not able to deliver them, or God was unable to deliver them. Let me tell you, child of God, God was much aware of what children were going through. Just like I'm telling you this evening or this morning in USA and in Kenya in the evening, God is aware of the challenges you are going through.
Yes.
You have been praying, serving God faithfully. You have been fasting, supporting the church. You have been giving offertory, very faithfully in serving God and praying for some things in your life. But nothing is happening. It's not that God does not care. God is concerned about your situation. Even if anybody else is not concerned about your situation, we have a God in heaven who is concerned about your situation.
Yes.
God was seeing what the children of Israel were going through. God is seeing your cries. Your cry has reached God. Even when everyone is not concerned, God is concerned about you. God said in Exodus chapter number 3 verse 7, the scripture that I've just read, I've indeed seen the misery of my people in Egypt. I've heard them crying out because of their taskmasters. And I am concerned about their suffering. God has been silent for years, and now God was speaking. Can I tell you somebody? God has been silent about your situation, but now God is breaking his silence. God is speaking about your life now. God is saying, because I've had their cry, and now I've calmed down. Listen to me, child of God. Whatever you are going through, the circumstances you are in, the situations you are in, the ailment you are in, the sickness that is bothering you around, God is breaking his silence today. God is saying he has heard your cry and he has come down to visit you. God is visiting you this year and now. This is a time of divine visitation. Divine visitation means a season where you encounter with God. And when you encounter with God, your situation will never remain the same. Can I hear somebody shout amen? A divine visitation, when I say a divine visitation, I simply means divine encounter with God. It means God intervening in your situation. I've seen God intervening in people's situation. One day I was doing a revival in Kenya for 1 week. And when I was praying the Saturday night, God spoke to me. There is a lady in that church who needs a child. She has stayed in marriage without a child. And now the marriage was breaking up. So when I was in church praying, God reminded me, and I said, there is a lady who needs a child desperately, and your marriage is breaking. Can you come forward? And the lady came. I told the lady, lift up your hand. And I said, God, put eggs in that lady. So under the anxious of the Holy Ghost, the lady fell down. When she came conscious, I asked her, do you have something to tell the church? The lady said, yes. The lady told the church she has been out of church for 1 month. She had gone to our capital city for medication to know why she cannot conceive. And the doctor said she cannot conceive because she has no eggs. But I prayed, God put eggs in her. Right now,
yes,
that lady has children. That was a divine intervention in the life of that lady. What was not there, God created. Can I hear somebody shout amen? The lady has children. Now, another church, I did a revival there, and God spoke to me. There are two ladies and one man who are going to die of HIV/AIDS. And I spoke back in the congregation, and they came forward. I told them, lift up your hands. And I sang the song, you are the Lord that healeth our diseases. They fell down, and God did a transfusion and removed the contaminated blood and put in the fresh blood. Those three people are HIV negative. What am I trying to say? When God visits you, he changes your situation. Oh, Ramakatalababushia. I feel the power of God. It is a time of visitation, my sister. It's a time of divine visitation. God is visiting your situation. God is visiting you in your situation. God is visiting you in your family. It doesn't matter how much the devil has put you down. It doesn't matter how much you've been in captivity. It doesn't matter how much you've been in bondage. But listen to me this morning. The power of God. God is visiting you. There is a divine visitation. When God visited the children of Israel, their life never remained the same. They were delivered. But Pharaoh tried to stop them. Pharaoh tried to pursue them. Listen to me. When God visits you, no demons can stand against your breakthrough. When God visits you, no forces can stand against your chains. God is visiting you. He's going to elevate you. God is going to open your businesses. God is going to change your marital status. God is going to bring peace in your family. Don't divorce your husband. Don't divorce your wife, because this morning the great God is visiting your family. He's visiting your husband. He's visiting your children. Lift up your hands and say, God, I thank you for divine visitation.
I thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We're experiencing it. When divine visitation comes to you, it brings joy.
That's true.
Divine visitation brings honor and favor.
Yes.
Whenever God visits you, you are not the natural laws. When God visits you, natural laws are being terminated. And supernatural laws takes place. Hallelujah. When God visits you, listen to me. Natural laws are terminated. And supernatural laws takes place. And I give you an example. In the book of Genesis chapter number 21, the Bible says in verse 1, the Lord visited Sarah. And the Lord did to Sarah as he had promised, and Sarah conceived and bore Abraham a son in his old age. Natural law, Sarah was too old to conceive. Are you getting me, somebody?
Yes.
Hello? Natural laws, it was hard for Sarah to conceive. But when God visited Sarah, the natural laws were terminated. And the supernatural law that says all things are possible with God. It is never late with God. Listen to me, child of God. I will hold on my faith. I will hold on serving God. I will hold on in prayer. I will hold on in supporting the ministry, because it will never come. It is never late with God. With man it is late, but with God it's never late. Sarah conceived at the old age because the supernatural power. Supernatural power came over and visited Sarah. And when he visited Sarah, Sarah conceived her own age. May the supernatural visitation of God be manifested in your family. May the supernatural power of God visitation be manifested in your business. May the supernatural visitation of God be manifested in your children.
Amen.
When God visits you, when God visits you, he changes your status.
Amen.
Hallelujah. When
Amen.
God divine visitation comes upon you, he wipes away your tears. I can see people's tears are being wiped this year. God is wiping your tears. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I was
Amen.
Given 20 minutes and my 20 minutes is gone. My name is Pastor Caleb Atemo. My telephone number is +254 714 415 224. I repeat, my telephone number is +254 713 415 224. I want you to do something to me. Go and print a writing with bold letters that this is my year of divine visitation. Put
Amen.
It on your pin it on your wall. Pin it on your on your door. Pin it all over in your house. This is the year of your divine visitation.
Amen.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word.
Yes.
Your word has come so powerfully. Now this is the time of our divine visitation. Father,
Amen.
I pray you visit people in their homes. Change
Amen.
Their situations. There are some that
Amen.
Have been so much wounded. I pray for divine visitation and heal the wound. There are men who are bleeding. I pray for healing upon the bleeding heart right now in the name of Jesus. There are some that are very sick in bed because of sicknesses. Lord, you sent your word and your word healed our diseases. By your strength, we were healed. I speak healing now. 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 Receive your healing. Receive your healing. Receive your deliverance. Receive it now. Receive it now. Receive it now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Elevate those you need to elevate. Bless us, Jehovah. We thank and we exalt you. In Jesus' name we pray. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Divine visitation.
Yes.
God is visiting us.
Yes.
I'm through, sir. My 20 minutes is gone.
Yeah. So thank you so much, Pastor Atesomo, from Kenya, all the way from Kenya, Pastor Caleb. God bless you. We really enjoyed your preaching. The name of his church is... let's have the
Wild
name of
International Ministry. Wild Harvest International Ministries. Wild Harvest International Ministries.
Okay, Wild Harvest International Ministries. So, if any of you go over there to Kenya, East Africa, and you don't have a place to watch it, feel free to call Pastor Caleb Atemo, phone number +254 713 415 224. He's based in Kisumu, Kenya. Kisumu, Kenya, in East Africa.
Kisumu, Kenya.
East Africa and Kenya.
Did you read my telephone number? Well, my telephone number is +254 713 415 224. You read it well, sir?
Yes, I read it well. Yeah, thank
Good.
You so much. We're glad to have you again next time. And we extend greetings to the brethren in Kenya, East Africa. We pray God to bless all of you in East Africa in the name of Jesus. God be with you all. Peace and love and joy of the Lord be with our brethren in East Africa, Kenya. God bless you all. God
Amen.
Bless Pastor Caleb and your family in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you so much.
And pray for us because... Pray for us because we are doing a construction of the church.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, pray, so, remember us in prayers. For the construction of the church, God shall provide finances.
Amen. God bless you, Father. Pastor Caleb is building a church building in Kisumu, Kenya. And he needs our prayers and support. Any of you want to support, feel free to call him or call us here. And let us know what you can do to support the work of God in Africa. The Lord will reward you abundantly as you support God's work in Africa. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen,
amen,
sir.
So, yes.
Thank you, sir.
Send our greetings to all the brethren in Kenya, East Africa. Greet them for us. We love them. And we are praying for them. And we bless them in the name of Jesus.
And we welcome you in Kenya, Kisumu.
Yes. Someday we'll come over to Kenya, East Africa, and visit your churches over there in East Africa.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, God bless you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
All right. I'll call you later. Amen. Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, goodwill to all men. Today we're going to be talking about the keys to success in life, which we discussed before, the basic principles of success in our business, our jobs. In everything we do, we are supposed to prosper and be in good health even as our souls prosper. That's what the Word of God says. And that is our portion. And so today, we are looking at Joshua chapter 1, verse 8 as our main text. And in the book of Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, God was speaking to Joshua. We are the Joshuas of today. And so we receive the same word. The same word God spoke to Joshua is applicable to us today. He said, we shall meditate on the word day and night and observe to do all that is written therein. Then we shall make our way prosperous. Then we shall have good success. We shall meditate on the word. You shall meditate on the word. I shall meditate on the word of God day and night. And then I shall observe to do all that is written therein. Then will we have good success to make our way prosper and have good success. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. Now this is very important. Because a lot of people don't know how to succeed. A lot of people are living below poverty level. A lot of people are not happy. They are not joyful. They don't know anything about Jesus. And they hope to succeed. Success comes from God. Every good gift and every perfect gift comes from above. The devil is a bad devil because every bad thing comes from the devil, sickness and disease and poverty and all the hardship and all the demons and all the bad things, they come from the devil. But what God says, every good thing cometh from above. Every good gift cometh from above. Every good thing comes from God. So success came from God. And in Joshua chapter 1, if you read from the earlier verses, God said in verse 3 and 5, he said, I will neither fail thee nor forsake thee. God is not interested in you failing. Failure is the opposite of success. See, when you turn success upside down, the other side will be failure. Now, this is failure. This is success. Now, you have to choose which one you want to belong to. Failure is not for us because God has said in his word, Joshua chapter 1, verse 3 and 5, say, I will neither fail thee nor forsake thee. God is not interested in you failing. Oh, no, God is not interested in any one of us failing. Failure does not come from God. Satan is the owner of failure. Success is our destiny. Success is our program. Success is our project. God is a God of success and victory and overcoming and triumphing. Let the weak say, I am strong. Let the sick say, I am healed. Let the poor say, I am rich. Oh, yes, the word of God. We shall meditate on the word. To meditate means to ponder, to think about it, to walk with it, to live with it, to have it in your heart. Then King David said, thy word have I hidden in my heart that I may not sin against you. So this word, as you meditate on it, it gives you wisdom, it gives you power, it gives you knowledge, energy to succeed. Without the word of God, you can't succeed. Jesus is the word of God. When you have Jesus, you have success. You have victory. Jesus is the wisdom of God. When you have Jesus, you have everything. If you don't have Jesus, then you don't have the good things of life. Oh, yes. You don't have the good things of life because you don't have Jesus. No Jesus, no life. No Jesus, no life. No Jesus, no life. No Jesus, no life. You shall meditate on the word day and night. And you shall observe to do all that is written therein. Then shall thou make thy way prosperous. And then you shall have good success. Which means you are the one to make your way prosper. God is not going to come from heaven to make you prosperous. You shall meditate on the word day and night and observe to do all that is written therein. Then shall thou make thy way prosper. And then you can have good success. Which means it's in your hands. You are to make it work. Without the word of God, there is no success, there is no victory, there is no power. The word of God is the key to everything. Quickly, I want to share some basic principles of success that we have in the scriptures. One of the big principles is hard working, and it is mentioned in Proverbs chapter 6, from verse 6 to 11. Hard work, being industrious, hard work, you find that, you know, King Solomon, the wisest man that ever lived in his day, he wrote the book of Ecclesiastes, Proverbs, and the Song of Solomon. It's writing here in Proverbs chapter 6. He said, go to the ant, you sluggard, and see the ant how they labor. The ants are working day and night to make sure they succeed. You see, Proverbs chapter 6, from verse 6 to 11. Ant is not lazy. Go and study the ant. Look at the ants on the floor. They are very busy trying to create where they will live. They will dig crevices. And then they will go and bring slums of food and kick. You see the ant. You say, look at the ant. The ant is very wise. It's hardworking. It's industrious. The ant is not lazy. There was the story of the butterfly and the ant. The butterfly. Butterfly will be very busy flying all over the place. The butterfly. The butterfly is very busy flying around, just flying. And as it's flying around, the butterfly has forgotten that he was supposed to keep food for the rainy day. He was just flying around and stalking the flowers and, you know, just flying around, doing nothing. Then the summer passed, and then winter came in. When winter came in, it is now cold and it's raining outside. The butterfly has nowhere to go. And so the butterfly went to the door of the ant. When he got to the gate of the ant, he knocked the door. Ant, open the door. It's so cold out here. I need some food to eat. It's summer has passed. It's now winter. Everywhere is cold and it's raining out here. Can I come in and eat some of your food and stay warm and stay in your house? Butterfly was telling the ant. So the ant said, hold on, butterfly, what did you do? You mean all this while you were just flying around, butterfly? You are just flying around. You didn't plan for the rainy day. You didn't prepare a home for yourself. And you didn't keep food in your home. And now winter has come. And then there is rain outside. There is snow outside. It's cold. And now you want to live in my home. You want to eat my food. See, that's the story of the butterfly and the ant. The ant is very busy. Look at Proverbs chapter 6. Proverbs chapter 6, from verse 6 to 11. The ant is a hard-working insect. You know, they prepare their food, they prepare everything, they work hard, they create a home for themselves, and so on and so forth. But butterfly is just flying around. He didn't make arrangements for the rainy day. He didn't make arrangements. So he failed. Butterfly failed. But the ant is a success because the ant was very busy trying to put things in place, you know, got a good home for himself, you know, got extra food, saved for the rainy day. That's wisdom. Wisdom. Yes, last week we were talking about wisdom. You know, the wisdom of God to plan and to organize and to put things in order, put things in place. You see, when you are disorganized, you are not moving forward. You need to know what to do at the right time, at the right place, in the right way. So that's number one principle. You must be hardworking. Proverbs chapter 6, from verse 6 to 11. And principle number two, diligence. Diligence are the principle number two, Proverbs chapter 22, verse 29. The book of Proverbs chapter 22, verse 29. The same King Solomon, no wonder Solomon was so rich. King Solomon was so rich, he was the richest man in his day. See, he said, fear thou a man or a woman, a boy or a girl, diligent in his handwork. He shall stand before great men. He shall not stand before mean men. That's Proverbs 22, verse 29. Fear thou a man or a woman diligent, hardworking, industrious, such a person would stand before great people. Such a person will become greater because the person is diligent. The person is hardworking. The person is industrious. And so the person is making progress. Which means laziness is not of God. No, God does not bless laziness at all. Laziness, lazy people. They don't do anything. They just idle away like the butterfly. They just idle. And they go around begging people, begging things, begging. I'm not a beggar. I don't want to be a beggar. God forbid. You know, that's not a blessing to be a beggar, a pauper. Somebody he doesn't do anything but wants to grab, wants to take, wants to, you know, they want to grab, and they are not doing anything at all. You know, God is not lazy. He worked for 6 days. God worked for 6 days. And on the seventh day, he rested. He called it a Sabbath day. God himself is working. Oh, yes. God is not lazy. God is not idle. Idle, just idle. Don't eat the bread of idleness. Idle people. They are not doing anything, but they want to grab. They want to grab your own. They want to take from you. Supplanter. They are the Jacob. Supplanter. They want to take, snatch from you. Pick what you got. The one you walk is the one they want. That's the story of the ant and the butterfly. The butterfly wants to reap where it did not sow. You didn't sow. You didn't give the ant anything to keep for you. Now you want to go and grab what the ant has got through his labor. You see, that's not fair. That's cheating. You are cheating people. You make yourself a dependent, depending on people all the time. Instead of depending on God and working hard and making progress and having success in your life, in your business, in your job, in your education, you are depending on people. You are subtracting from people. You are snatching, you know, taking other people's blessings and eating. That's not fair. So God worked for 6 days, and on the seventh day, he rested. Even Jesus Christ and his disciples, they were not lazy people. Jesus was out there ministering. He was preaching, he was teaching, he was ministering, he was healing the sick and ministering to the people. And then the Apostle Paul, the same thing, and all the disciples of Jesus, they were active, they were hardworking people, and God was just blessing them. God is not going to bless laziness. Please. This is very important. God is not going to bless a mess. God is not going to bless laziness and idleness. No. The scripture says, God said, I will bless the works of your hand. It is the works of your hand that God blesses. What you are doing is what God rewards. God does not reward idleness. You know, the idle hand is the devil's workshop. They used to make a parable like that. Eh? That's a parable. And then the idle hand, the idle mind is the devil's workshop. The devil is looking for idle people, people who are not doing anything. They don't want to be busy. They don't want to do anything in life. They just want to hang around people. You know, parasites. That's the rightful word. They are parasites, dependents. They survive on you. They pick what you got. They are not doing anything. It's just laziness. God does not bless laziness. God does not reward laziness. The Word of God says he blesses the works of your hands. That's what the Word of God says. God blesses, he rewards the works of your hands. If you are in ministry, you have to do it diligently. That's what he's saying. Proverbs 22:29, seest thou a man diligent in his works, then he must prosper in everything, he must succeed. You know, so it is not a place for idle people. People who don't want to work hard, they don't want to do things. And then I've seen blind people who are very creative. People like Stevie Wonder. If you wonder, he doesn't have his physical sight, but he produces music that people are buying. That kind of person can never be poor. You see, creativity. is creativity. Creativity. Don't tell me because you are crippled and so you are not doing anything. I will show you another cripple who is doing handcraft, handwork, productive, selling in a store, doing something, you know, that makes him receive the blessings of God. God blesses the works of your hands. It is what you do that God rewards you for. Number three principle of success is vision. Proverbs 29 verse 18, the book of Proverbs chapter 29 verse 18, it says, where there is no vision, the people perish. this is very important too. Where there is no vision, the people perish. In the Bible, there are two reasons for which people perish. My people perish for lack of knowledge. We are coming to that. Then right here in Proverbs 29 verse 18, it says, where there is no vision, the people perish. You don't have a vision. You don't have ideas. You don't have plans and purpose and direction. You are just looming around. You are just moving around. You are just hanging around people. You know, may God give you visions. In the name of Jesus, may God give us visions and ideas. The world is looking for ideas. Listen to this very carefully. The world is looking for ideas. Somebody who can bring ideas on how we can do things, how to produce this, how to manufacture this, how you can produce this, how to be able to do this. You know, the world is looking for ideas. It is people who have ideas that rule the world. It is men and women who have ideas and visions. They have revelations. They are creative. Look at the Amazon man, for instance, Mr. Bezos. It's an idea. You know, an idea that became a business and became an industry, a company. You know, the richest man on earth right now, you know, ideas, visions, and revelations. They're able to. The psychologists say that over 2,000 ideas go through your mind daily. Over 2,000 ideas go through your mind daily. Now, it depends on what you are doing with those ideas. It depends on what you are doing. When these ideas are passing by, you should be able to grasp. You should be able to pick those ideas and implement them and put them into task. God gives you an idea. The wisdom we're talking about, what is the wisdom? Wisdom is an idea. You know, it's a vision. You know, purpose. You know, creativity, being able to do things. You know, people are able to do things, create things, and manufacture and produce things, think of new ways of doing things. Now, listen to this. If you do the same thing the same way all the time, you will get the same results. If you do the same thing the same way all the time, you will get the same result. Now, if you want to make progress, then try a new idea. Try something new. Try a new vision. Look for a new purpose. Find a new business, a new job, a better opportunity. Something you can do that excites you. Something you can do that is productive. Something you do that brings life, that brings joy, that brings, you know, the goodness of things. You know, that is what it's all about. See, Christianity is not foolishness. Christianity is not stupidity. Yes, God is a wise God. He created heaven and earth. Let there be sun. Let there be moon. Let the earth come forth. Let the flowers come. Let the firmament come forth and so on. See, that shows wisdom and knowledge. That shows a perfect being. And then you see God working hard. God worked for 6 days On the seventh day, he rested. God is not lazy at all. My God is not a lazy God. No, he is productive. He is excellent. He is industrious. He is diligent. Oh, yes, I want to be like him. I want to be like him. Like him, I want to be totally forever. Like him, I want to be totally forever. So I praise him for his Alpha, Alpha and Omega. So I praise him for his Alpha, Alpha and Omega. Jesus is Alpha, Alpha and Omega. Jesus is Alpha, Alpha and Omega. So I praise him for his Alpha, Alpha and Omega. So I praise him for his Alpha, Alpha and Omega. Like him, I want to be to live forever. Like him, I want to be to live forever. So I praise him for his Alpha, Alpha and Omega. So I praise him for his Alpha, Alpha and Omega. Like him, I want to be to live forever. Like him, I want to be to live forever. So I praise him for his Alpha, Alpha and Omega. Like him, I want to be. I want to be like him. I don't want to be like anybody else. I look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of my faith. Oh, yes. To be like somebody else? No. I want to be like him. I want to be like Jesus. Hardworking Jesus. Industrial Jesus. He was out there ministering. He was out there doing things. Creativity. That's what it's all about. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We have up to 9 points. But I just treated okay, let me take one more before we welcome Pastor Vanessa. Let me take one more. Pastor Vanessa, you are welcome. God bless you. How are you doing?
God bless you. God bless you.
Amen.
God is good. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise
God.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. Yeah, we're talking about success for leading for victory in 2022. And he said 1, 2, 3 points. Quickly, I want to touch one more point, and then Pastor Vanessa is going to give us some music, some praise and worship. She's going to be sharing too whatever God lays in her heart.
Amen.
All right. Now, yeah, we're talking about keys to success. And faith without works is dead. James chapter 2, verse 14. Faith without works is dead. So, if you say you have faith and you are not working, you are not doing anything for God, then there is no success. Because faith without works is dead. Look at our sister, Pastor Vanessa, playing music for the Lord. And God is going to bless the works of our hands. Oh, yes. God blesses the works of your hands. He blesses what you are doing. Whatever you lay your hands on to do shall prosper. That's the word of God. I'm going to stop and then continue later. But first of all, we want to hear Pastor Vanessa give us some praise and worship. And then she's going to share with us. Yes, over to you, Pastor Vanessa. Let's hear.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God
Hallelujah.
Is good. Amen. You know, I love to praise the Lord because the Bible says that God inhabits the praises of his people. Amen.
Yes.
So we want God's presence. We just usher and just lift our hands and worship and praise to him. Amen. So
Amen.
I know that last year there were things that was in our hearts and our minds and that, you know, were just troubling us, but this is 2022. It's a new year. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are new. And
yes.
God, if we just bring all our needs to the altar, God will fix it. Amen. So I'm going to minister.
Amen.
Bring our arms to the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
What holds me to stand in His presence? Lay claim to the promise He gave. What though can be cleanse me, but flow out His fountain? His love washes them all away. Bring all your needs to the altar. Bring all your needs to the Lord. He is so willing and able to help you. Just bring all your needs to the Lord. He watches the fall of the sparrow. Concerned with a lily so fair, how much more He cares for the sheep of His pastures. So bring them those burdens you bear. Just bring all your needs to the altar. Bring all your needs to the Lord. He is so willing and able to help you. Just bring all your needs to the Lord.
Oh, yes,
Jesus. Just bring all your needs to the Lord.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
The Bible says that cast all your cares, in 1 Peter 5:7, cast all your cares to the Lord because He cares for us. Amen. So many times we walk around with heavy burdens, but God is telling us to take those burdens and cast it on Him because He cares for us. And sometimes we weigh down with problems and issues that we're trying to take care of ourselves, instead of giving it and casting it to the Lord. So I just hope that song bless your soul.
Yes.
And I just thank the Lord that we can come, no matter where you are in life right now. If you're out there on the drugs today, if you're in the middle of a bad relationship, son and daughter, mother and daughter, family relationship, wife and husband relationship, just bring it to God. Bring on your knees to the Lord and cast your cares upon Him. Come just as you are. As I minister this next election, come just as you are. Thank you.
They're going to be singing also after. Thank you. Hallelujah. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Amen.
Glory
amen. God,
God always makes the way for his people. He's a faithful God. He's an awesome God. He's majestic. Glory to God. And we thank the Lord. We thank him that he always made a way. He made a way for Daniel. He was faithful to Daniel. God made
yes.
a way for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He was faithful.
Yes.
And God is the same God. He said, I'm God, God, and I change not. And he will make a way for you. Don't lean on your own understanding, but in all of your ways, continue to acknowledge him. And he will make
yes.
a way for you if you trust him. Trust in the Lord.
Man.
Lean out on your own understanding, and God will make a way. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Turn it back over to
you,
Amen.
Yes. Amen. Praise the Lord. We really enjoyed that, Pastor Vanessa. That was a great praise and worship. We have Faith and Daniel all the way from Nigeria. They also want to sing one or two songs. Let's see what they got. Faith and Daniel all the way from Nigeria. They tuned into the program, Love Being and Dying. They have a presentation. Let's listen to Faith and Daniel.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So we have a song to render. It's titled,
yes.
I Have a Very Big God. God has been so good to us. Our God is so great.
Amen.
I have a very big God. He is always by my side. A very big God, though, by my side, by my side. I have a very big God, though. He is always by my side. A very big God, though, by my side, by my side. We have a very big God, though. He is always by our side. A very big God, though. By my side, by my side, I have a very big God. He is always by my side. A very big God. By my side, by my side. By my side, 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 by my side. I have a very big God. He's always by my side. I may be God by my side, by my side. Almighty God, all-powerful God. Almighty God, all-powerful God, you are worthy to give all our praise. You reign forevermore. Almighty God, all-powerful God, Almighty God, all-powerful God, you are worthy to give all our praise. You reign forevermore. You reign forevermore, Jesus. You reign forevermore. You reign forevermore, Jesus. You reign forevermore.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Yeah, I want to ask Brother Daniel, how you doing? How you all do? The family, the children, and the work of God over there in Nigeria, how you all doing?
Yeah, to God be the glory. God is our strength. He's faithful. He's faithful. He's
Amen.
Able. He's able.
Yeah.
He's
yeah. Today we're talking about success in life and the key to success, the key to success in life. What do you want to say? What do you think are some of those keys and principles to success in life? What do you want to say to people? These are some principles, biblical principles of how to succeed in life. How, because many people are failed and they don't know what to do. A lot of people are not creative, they are not thinking, they are not working hard, and so there is so much frustration. As you move around, you see a lot of people, you have people who are beggars. You go to the bus stop, somebody is begging you for a dollar. You go to the train station, people have made themselves beggars. They made themselves paupers and idleness, and there's so much poverty all around. What can you say to the general public? What do you think can make somebody succeed in life? Yes, Brother Daniel, he came from Nigeria. Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The word of God cannot be broke. It cannot be broken. There is a done laid word by Christ, by God himself in the scripture. In the book of Joshua chapter 1, Joshua 1:8, very popular scripture. This book of the law shall not depart out of their mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make their way prosperous, and thou shalt have good success. That is the word of God. It is the word of God.
Yeah.
Living by his word is what makes us a prosper. God is the one that gives man the prosperity. Again, in the book of Isaiah, he says, thou shalt remember the Lord your God, for it is him that gives us the power to make wealth. God can bless people in many ways when you are meditating therein in his word day and night. Your expertise, qualification will not be enough. People may have all the qualification in life and all the expertise, and they are still go back up. So what I want to bring out is that to make it in life, lies in the word of God.
Yes.
It lies in the word of God. In the book of Galatians chapter 3, Jesus makes it clear. He died on the cross of Calvary so that the blessing of Abraham might come to Gentiles. We are the Gentiles. But through Christ, we are now a lineage of Abraham because Christ died and raised. And in his blessing of Abraham has come to us now. So what am I saying? We all have to hold the word of God with our two hands. Stand in his word. In the book of Deuteronomy 28, chapter 1, if you hearken into the word of Lord your God, and to observe and to do all what I command you this day, you shall be the head and not the tail.
Yes.
So success is in the word of God, is in the scripture. If only we can adhere to it, if only we can be faithful to God, if only we can obey God with all our strength, focus on his word, and live by his principle. God is only one that knows everything, beginning and end, he knows. Nobody. None of us have ever lived before. And coming back now, no. We are just a first-timer on the earth. So God knows everything. He has given us a route. He has given us a manual, which is the Bible, for us to know what to do. And when you abide in his word, the outcome will always be a good news. The outcome of the word of God is always be a testimony. It will always be a victory. When you are doing what God should do according to his word. His word is a GPS, is a guardian. It's only what can lead us into a success in life.
Yes.
If we adhere to it with all our strength, with all our might. So that's only how we can overcome being a liability, being a burden, in the book of Matthew chapter 11, 28, say, come to me, you who are heavy lad, and I will give you rest. He said, take my yoke upon yourself, and you will find easy. The yoke of Jesus is very easy. When you take it upon yourself, you will find rest. The only how mankind on earth can have rest is to serve Jesus, to love Jesus, to lay our life down to him, and to make the Bible our watchword. When you adhere to Jesus, when you embrace him with all your heart, things will begin to work very, very fine. So him alone be all the glory. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Faith, I want you to answer this question. There is a saying that say, teach a person to fish, and he will fish forever. Give fish to somebody, that somebody fish. The person will eat the fish, and then start looking for another fish. I want you to explain that. How do you look at that statement? Teach a man to fish, a woman, boy, girl, old, young, rich, or poor, anybody. Let the person know how to fish. The person will keep fishing, and then catching fishes, and does not need to depend on somebody for fish. Okay. Now, that's the same person fish. Tell us they don't do anything. Then you dash the person's fish. Which means the person is going to be looking for fish every minute. No. I want you to comment on that. We hear those things every time. What do you think we should learn from that?
Yes, that is very true. Back here in Nigeria, people say it a lot. They said, instead of giving me fish, teach me how to fish. That means, instead of giving me money, maybe I ask you for money, or I ask you for food, I ask you for clothing, I ask you for help. Instead of giving me that, why don't you teach me how to work and then make that money? Yes.
Yeah.
That's just what it means.
Yeah.
They prefer to learn how to make money, to have a stream of income, than coming back to ask for money. But I feel to be successful in life, no matter how you are taught to make money, in fact, no matter how hard you work, I just believe there's a place for hard work and then there's a place for God.
Amen.
That's what I believe. I believe there's a place for hard work, there's a place for God. God's grace is always sufficient for us, and then when it's backed up with hard work, you can pray and pray and pray your way to be successful. You also need to work hard.
Yeah.
You work hard, you ask for the grace of God, because he said, by strength shall no man prevail. So you can't just say on your own, you can be successful. Okay, immediately I learn how to fish, I'll be successful. No. There's a place to learn how to fish, and there's a place for God's grace. So I just believe it's a two-way thing. If anybody wants to be successful in life, you work hard, you believe in God, you pray to God, you always ask him for divine direction. You can't be successful when you don't have God's divine leading. God has a plan for us. God has what he has destined us. He has destined us in a particular path to follow. And when we don't follow that path, whatever we do, we fail until we follow that path God has created for us. So we have to work hard and ask him for his divine direction and then his grace to back up our little efforts, and then we'll be successful.
Amen. Well, Pastor Vanessa, I want you to answer this question. Is it true that if people are handicapped, they should just go home and lie down and wait for manna to fall from heaven? They go around begging and pestering people, and they will become a nuisance to the society. You go to the bus stop, somebody says, hey, give me a dollar. You go to the train station, somebody says, can you give me a quarter? Give me a quarter there. Give me a quarter. You see all these people all over the whole place, you know, embarrassing people and all kind of things they are doing. Are you sure There are no handicapped people that are creative, because I have seen some handicapped people. You know, I've seen people who are selling in stores. They give them assignments. They are working in Walmart. They do. There are things they do, and they get paid. So they are not a user. They are creative. What do you think? How do you think possible will be successful and not be a nuisance to the society? They don't go around pestering people. And the other day in Washington, D.C., yeah, somebody begged another person for $1 in a gas station in Washington, D.C., yeah. He begged somebody, and the beggar is not crippled, he's not handicapped. He begged $1 from another person who came to the gas station. The person said, "I don't have cash. I don't have money. I don't have cash to give. I don't have money to give to you." The beggar brought a pistol from his pocket and shot that man to death. Is this what we should be having in our society? People who don't want to do anything and they want to hold the general public to ransom. Pastor Valencia, tell us some of the principles. What can people do to succeed in life? Yes, tell us something.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God has given each and every one of us gifts. He's given each and every one of us talents. We're not here by accident, but God put us here on this earth so that we can fulfill each and every one of our individual destinies. He has destiny for each and one of our lives. And I know everybody on the phone line knows Stevie Wonder. He can't sing, but he is a multi-billionaire because of the gifts of riches that God gave him. And there's so many other people who we consider handicapped. I don't call anybody handicapped. There's no such word as handicapped, because God has given us everything that we need here in this earth. He's given us. He said, "I'll supply all of your needs according to my riches," not your riches, his riches and glory by Christ. And, you know, a lot of people, they have pity parties, they feel sorry for themselves. Instead of using the gifts and the talents and praying to God for what, you know, what's my destiny? What am I here for? They, you know, rely on people and they're becoming beggars, but God is not giving us that to be beggars. He said, "I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed begging for bread." So if you're a believer in Christ Jesus, and the first thing I would say, they need to be prayed for and met, because a lot of them don't know who Jesus is. I think it's a great opportunity for us to stop and pray for them. Like Peter and Paul, what is it, Peter Paul, that stopped the bank, that silver and gold have I none, but what I mean, the guy who was begging right there in front of the temple, they said, "Silver and gold have I, but what I have I give unto you," and the next, just get up and walk. So he had the ability to walk. He just needed someone to encourage him to walk. So what I would say is we can encourage these people who feel like nobody loves them, that they don't have anything, but everything they need is already in them. Because the Bible says that he's already gifted them. Before they were born, God formed gifts, and he put talents in each and one of every one of us. So all of us, by God, no matter what situation we're in, and we just have to know that, you know, the Bible says my people pray for lack of knowledge, because they don't know. So to try to encourage them and teach them, like, you know what? No matter what situation you're in, you have the ability to come out through your faith in God and your actions, because faith without works is dead. It's things that you have to do. God told Moses to take the children of Israel out of Egypt, but unless they moved out in faith, they were still going to be there. You know, it took them so long to get out of there because they were complaining all the time. But, and a lot of times in these situations, people are complaining as this: I don't have that, and I can't walk, or I can't see, or, but God has given us gifts and talents. And if we would stop complaining and start to praising God for the gifts that he's given us and the things that he's put in us, God will make a way. The song that I just mentioned, God will make way where there seems to be no way. God is not a respecter person. If we seek him, he said that we'll find him if we seek him with our whole heart. And unfortunately, a lot of people don't seek the Lord, and they're looking for people to help them instead of letting God. He's Jehovah Jireh. He's the one who provides, not people. He'll use people, but they're not your provision. He is Jehovah Jireh. He will provide. I mean, we all have troubles in life. Moses had a lot of troubles. Now, when he was trying to bring the children of Israel out, he was being hindered because of their rebellion and because of their complaints and because of their murmuring. And sometimes people like that, they stay in the situation so long because they're murmuring and they're complaining instead of thanking God that, Lord, I know it's going to be all right. I know I have problems right now. No trouble. I'm not going to complain. I failed at this, and I'm looking to you, the author and the finisher of my faith. You said that I can do all things through you. So I'm asking you, Lord, to show me my destiny. Show me what I'm supposed to do. You know, he said, if you acknowledge him in all of your ways, he'll direct your path. He'll solve the problems for you if you give him the right to do it. You have to ask so that you can receive, so that your joy will be complete. And many times we just have passion, and many times we feel sorry for ourselves. And that's not the place to be. That's not the place to be. Don't give up. Don't give up. God will fix you in his own time. He has said, when you're weak, I'm strong. Everyone must have the ability to do whatever God calls us to do, no matter what situation. We can look at the lemonade and say, or the lemons that we have and say, oh, this is sour. Or we can look at those same lemons and say, no, this is sweet. I'm going to take this and make some lemonade out of it. So it's what you see and what you do with what the lemons are there before you. And it's what you do. Every struggle and every problem is an opportunity for you to step out and do something about it. You know.
Yeah.
He is for us.
He is for us.
We need to spend time with him in prayer. And just get to cast all those, like I said, cast care of the Lord, because he cares. He cares for those ones people say are hesitant. He cares for all of us. But we need his guidance. Every single day we need God's guidance to show us what to do. And I believe that God has given each and every one of us a gift to be used for his glory. He said that. Even when they were saying, Jesus, why was this blind man born like this? Did he do something? Did he sin? No, he said this was for the glory of God. Glory. So we need to always acknowledge him, seek his guidance, and he'll direct his path in this. We don't have to go around begging, because that is not the will of God. In Proverbs, he says that. He doesn't want us to be begging. We're not begging. We're the king's children, and we ought to act, and we ought to think like that. And people ought to see our lives and say, yes, something different about us. There's something different about her. No matter what situation you're in, they can say that God has done great things in his life. God has done great things in her life. They see the blessing on you. And that's what my spirit is for that person. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. If you look at Hosea 4:6, he said, my people perish for lack of knowledge. People are not learning, so they are perishing. So there are two reasons people perish. In the scriptures, Hosea 4:6, say people perish for lack of knowledge, which means we should learn more. Even if you know, God will know more. We got to learn more, how to do this, how to do that, how to do this, how to do that. There's so much to learn and grow and move forward and make progress. See? Then we want to talk about tithing and giving to the work of God. This is very important. In Malachi chapter 3, from verse 8, the people have robbed God. They robbed God, and God is angry. And because they don't tithe, the devourers are coming to, create problems for them, and, all kinds of things are happening to them. But when you tithe, when you give to the work of God, when you give, God rebukes the devourer for your sake. He opens the windows of heaven and pours you blessings that you couldn't keep. You know, so these are basic principles of success. Helping the poor and the needy, Proverbs 28 verse 27, say when you help the poor and the needy, you are making God to reward you. God has a reward for you when you help those in need and those in poverty. But this is what I want to say here. I like the words of Reverend Dr. P.L. Osborne, P.L. Osborne of Tulsa, Oklahoma. P.L. Osborne said, I don't want to be the man with the problem. I don't want to be the man with the problem. And I've listened to him speak many times. I've read many of his books. P.L. Osborne. Now, we're talking about helping the poor and the needy. Now, who wants to be the poor and the needy? Not me. I don't want to be the poor and the needy, you know, because David already poor. They don't be a pitiable type. You know, pitiable. Let's pity them. Let's pity me. Let's pity her. Okay, the person is, well, let's help. You know, the Lord said, I don't want to be the man with the problem. And I think it's correct because me, I don't want to be the person with the problem. The person with the problem is coming. Let's close our door. The person with the problem is coming. Let's not, you know, people will hide. Tell them I'm not in. Don't let him know that I'm here. He will soon start harassing people here. I don't want to see him. Please close my door. You see, that's no good. He said, P.L. Osborne, he said, I do not want to be the man with the problem. That means I want to be the man with the answer. Amen? Amen.
Amen.
I want to be the man with the answer. You want to be the woman with the answer. You got to be the man with the answer. You got to be the woman with the answer. Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Yes, you can be the one with the answer. When people are in need, it is you to give them. If it's you to help the poor, they say, let's go and help the poor and the needy. And then, who are they referring to? They are referring to me? No, that's not me. I'm not the poor and the needy. That's not my name. Are you there?
Yeah.
I don't know your name. Your name is not Mr. Poor, Mr. Poor. No, please. I don't want to be the man with the problem. I don't want to be the woman with the problem. I want to be the person with the answer. Eh? Don't you know that it's in respect they give to successful people? Eh? The respect, honor. They are honored and respected. That should be us. Eh? That's when they know they come again. I bet you tell us, me, I'm not there. Let me say in Nigeria way. That's when they know they come again. You tell us, me, I'm not there for us. You shouldn't be like that. When people see us, they should be happy. See? Praise God. That man of God, that woman of God, that sister is coming. That brother is coming. He's going to make us happy. He's going to tell us good things. He's going to do something positive. Oh, praise God. Then people are excited. People are happy. I don't want to be a poor preacher. Poor preacher. Eh?
Yes. Hallelujah. Right.
Because you are a preacher, that is why you are poor. No, that's not true. That is not true. You can't accept poverty because you are a preacher. No. Because another preacher is sitting nearby who is not poor. Another preacher is just around the corner who is a success, a big success. So if you want to be the preacher, who is a failure, it shouldn't be that way at all. No, we are not going to be preachers who are rich and poor, they don't have anything. Oh, Jesus fed 4,000 people. Are you there? Jesus fed 4,000 people, and then he fed another 5,000 people. Read the scripture. Jesus said, he fed the poor and the hungry. Jesus we have more than enough. You know, after preaching and praying for people, he fed them, took care of them. The naked ones, he gave them clothes, gave them food, gave them supplies, and the people were happy. They did found wherever he went, he was doing good. Almighty healer, he led our lepers. When the cripples saw him, they started walking. Wherever he went, my Lord is doing good. My Lord is doing good wherever he went.
Yes.
People, thank you. I don't do this for you. You are not the one with the problem. You
Amen.
Are not the one with the problem. You are the one with
Amen.
The answer. You are
Amen.
The one that is blessed. God
Amen.
Has blessed you. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. God told Abraham, I will bless you and make you a blessing. God wants to bless us and make us a blessing.
Amen.
We are not
Amen.
The people with a problem. We are not the ones. Oh.
Yes.
People with a problem.
Yes.
Eh?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Eh? Yes. Eh? The people who have the problem. Eh? Where are they? When preacher was preaching somewhere, after he finished preaching, he said, where are these poor people here? Come out, I want to pray for you. And some people came outside, and so your name is poor. He said, where are the poor people here? He said, you have accepted that thing. You know, where are the poor people here? Oh, God, have mercy. In 2022, we must prosper and be good health. You must be successful. In everything
Amen.
You do, you must succeed.
Amen.
You must prosper.
Amen.
You must move forward.
Amen.
Success is your name. Success is your name. Success is your name. Success is your name. Success is my name.
Amen. Is my name.
Oh, yes. God did not create us into this world to move around. You know, I used to feel like that. And I was trying to believe that because I'm a preacher, so I can be begging. No. I resign from that spirit. Because I'm a preacher, so I can be begging. No. Because there is another preacher just around you there. Another preacher is sitting by you there. If the preacher is not begging either. Eh? Because you are a preacher, that's why you are in failure. No, we are not a failure because we are serving God. We don't serve God and become failure. God told Joshua, I will make you to succeed. You know, success is your portion. I will neither fail thee nor forsake thee. God is not interested in us failing. God is the author of success. Oh, yes, our names have changed as of today. As from today, God has changed us. He has given us a new name. Our name
Amen.
Is success. We are the successful, we are the victorious people. We are the prosperous
Amen.
People. We are the blessed people. Oh, yeah,
Amen.
That's who we are. We are not beggars.
Yeah.
We are not people going around, hanging on people, you know, hanging around people, you know, looking for the crumbs that fell from the rich man's table. The crumbs. God has delivered us from that in Jesus' name. We are going to work hard. We are going to be industrious. We are going to be prosperous. In the name of Jesus, we are a successful people, a victorious people, a prosperous people. In the name of Jesus, we divorce and we reject the spirit of poverty and penury and failure and frustration. We cast it away. In Jesus' name, we are prospering and in good health, even as our souls. We are a successful people, a royal priesthood, a holy
yes.
nation, a peculiar people. Oh, yes, yes. Christ has made us kings and priests here on earth. We shall rule and reign supreme.
Amen.
Poverty is not our portion in Jesus' name. Failure is not our portion in Jesus' name. Hardship, sickness, and disease is not our portion in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you glory. Yes, Pastor Vanessa, you still have some songs. Want to give us some more songs?
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Lord God. Yes.
Oh, yes, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
just as you are. I'm just as you are. Come with me. Come with me. Come and live forever. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. We just come to Jesus as we are. And you know, when we come, we always come empty. That's what God wants.
In the name of Jesus and on the authority of his holy word, I call it.
God wants us to come exactly as we are. We don't have to do anything. He just says, come as you are. Because God is going to do all the fixing up. He's going to do all the mending. He's going to do all the sewing. He just wants us to render and surrender our lives to him. And so I just thank God that we can just come as we are. All of us have come broken. When Jesus called us, we were broken. We were hurt, you know, and he fixed us up. And you never can come to Jesus and leave the same way. You know, you come and believe and you come and receive and you taste that living water. You know, when Jesus met the Samaritan woman at the well, he said, I'm going to give you some water that you'll never thirst again. Because people are trying to find satisfaction in everything else. And, you know, when you're trying to find satisfaction in everything else, you always are looking. You're always trying to get that next fix. But only Jesus can satisfy. And that's why he's telling the woman at the well, I'm going to give you something where you won't thirst. And when you have Jesus, you have issues, you have problems, you have situations. But you know who's with you. You know who has you in his hand. You know who's taking care of you. You know who's going to protect you. You know who's going to guide you. So just come. Don't try to fix things. Don't try to straighten yourself out because you can't. Without him, you can do nothing. Glory to God. We just come as we are and let Jesus. Let Jesus do it. Amen. I'm just going to render another selection. Amen.
Yeah.
Nice, softly, and tender way. Jesus never pushes. He
never tried to make us do anything. But the Bible says, if you to know him is to love him. He's so gentle. The Holy Spirit is a gentleman. And he's just saying, wherever you are, no matter how far you've gone away from the Lord, just come home today.
Yes.
Come home. Because he has
come
his water. He's calling you. Come and drink this water where you'll never thirst. People are hungry. They're hungry.
Oh.
Just
so that you can have eternal life. What shall it profit you if you shall gain the whole world and suffer the loss of your soul? Today is the day of salvation. It is appointed unto man once to die, after that judgment. Hear that song, come all ye sinner, come home. He's calling you, the prodigal son, the prodigal daughter, come home and receive Jesus Christ into your heart. Let him be your Lord, your personal Lord and Savior, so that you can have eternal life. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. All have sinned and have come short of the glory of God. No one is righteous. He that covereth his sin shall not prosper. But whosoever confesses and forsake shall have mercy. Christ is coming soon to rapture his church. Will you be that number? I will be that number. Will you be that number? We'll be that number. Say by grace. I will be that number. Will you be that number? Will you be that number? Say by grace. He's coming to rapture his church. Will you be there? Will you be among those to be raptured? Or you will be so entangled with the worldly goods that the rapture will take place and you are left behind? This is the opportunity for you to make up your mind, to start serving God and worshiping God, and you can have eternal life. We thank you all for being into this program. We want to pray for you right now. Pastor Vanessa, you want to pray for those who have accepted Christ right now? You want to pray for them?
Amen, amen, amen.
Father God, we just lift you up, today, Lord God. We're just thanking you for souls, oh Lord. We thank you, Father, because this is your will, that no man would perish, but that all would come to repentance. So we lift each and every person who has surrendered and just come to you today and just receive you as their Lord and their Savior, Father God. I thank you right now that you just continue, Holy Spirit, to just continue to work with them, guide and direct their path, send them to the right church, Lord, where they can study your word to show themselves approved, because without God's word, you're nothing. You can receive Jesus, but you need the word of God. And we need to know what the word of God says. Not in the book, we need to hide. The Bible says, hide the word in your heart that you may not sin against him. So, Father, I lift all the ones on that are sound of my voice who has received you, has recommitted their lives to you, Father. I thank you right now that you continue, Holy Spirit, to work with them. Give them clean hearts and renew a right spirit in them, I pray, in the name of Jesus. Send people into their lives. Send laborers that's going to work with them and continue, Father, as you said, iron sharpens iron. So I just lift them up to you, Father, and I just thank you right now that we are here to encourage each other. We are here to lift each other up. Lord God, you said it's that's your great commission that we would just go out and just save and just tell people about who you are, the gospel, the good news, that Jesus saves, he heals, he delivers, he sets free. Father, I thank you right now that we can be those vessels that you use. And I give you the glory and I give you the praise for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We give God the glory. We want to thank every one of you for participating in this program, as many that are logging in from Africa, from Europe, from Australia, from Canada. God bless you all. We want to thank those on Facebook and Twitter and Link, and as many that came in by phone. We want to thank every one of you for participating. Please forward this message to everyone. Email it, text it, and tweet it out. Just share it with somebody. We want this truth to reach the whole world. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. It is the truth of the word of God, as you know, that sets you free. You know, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh to the Father except by him. God bless you abundantly. Until the same time next week, we're going to have this program every Saturday 12 noon till 2 p.m. every Saturday. We want you to call all your friends and everybody to come in and enjoy what God is doing. God bless you abundantly. Feel free to email us at miraclesradio@juno.com. Or you can reach us on the phone, area code 202-460-7110 or 240-828-9374. We love you. Jesus loves you. Felicia and I, we love you all. And we say, God bless you all abundantly. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you, Pastor Valentine. You are richly blessed by God in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless. Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, we bless you. Lord, we bless you. Lord, we bless you. Lord, we praise you. We adore you. We adore you.